If you're a federal worker enrolled in the Federal Employees Health Benefit Program, be prepared to see more money from your paycheck going to your family's health benefits. Figures released today by the Office of Personnel Management say FEHBP, the benefits program, enrolled employees could see an average increase of almost 9%, 8.8% in 2010 for their health care. And Federal News Radio's Max Kakis has been following this story, and he has the latest.
It's Chris and Amy. This basically means that federal workers will see an average of $5.98 more per paycheck for someone with individual health care coverage, an average of $12.87 per pay period for employees whose plans cover families. OPM said in a briefing today that the increase compares to a 6.5% jump in 2008 and a 2.1% jump in 2009, that is, in this past year, 2.1% increase in the year before 2008. Within the hour, we contacted the federal employee unions for their reaction. Here's Colleen Kelly with the National Treasury Employees Union.
Well, I was very disappointed to hear that the average increase was going to be 8.8%. I mean, this is just a huge increase, and it really erodes the standard of living for federal employees. We watch this every year. We work hard to try to get OPM to work with us to do all the things they can to keep these rates down. So it was very disappointing to hear this number today.
Colleen, Nancy Kiechek sort of made the point that this is one reason why in the bigger picture, there needs to be health care reform, because this is a case where they are passing along costs to enrollees and basically to federal workers. Do you think, in your assessment, that this is a fair passing along of the costs, or do you think there's something that OPM and the federal government could be doing, given, as you have pointed out before, the huge buying power that the federal government has with the large number of federal workers who are enrolled in these programs?
Well, I do think there are a couple things they could do. I think that they need to leverage the size of the FEHB program to become, to make it even more effective when it comes to negotiating with the carriers. Specifically, I think they need to not only take a look at but act on this issue of reducing the cost of prescription drugs under the FEHB. The prescription drug prices are one of the leading factors in rising health care costs across the country, including in the FEHB program. And NTEU has long advocated for a plan that would allow the FEHB to use the federal supply schedule to purchase drugs. There's a program and a process in place that is permitted by law for them to do this, and it could reduce prescription drug costs by as much as 50% off of the average wholesale price. And OPM has not only resisted but refused doing this for the past few years. And so once again, we're asking them to use this. They have this tool available to them. It would make a difference to the cost in total of FEHB and surely to the frontline employees.
Now, we also spoke to Jackie Simon with the American Federation of Government Employees, who says there's another way in which the news from OPM on the increase in FEHBP costs will hurt federal workers.
Because of these big increases in the way the financing formula works, the government's share of premiums is going down again for about 8 years in a row. For the Blue Cross Blue Shield standard option, the most popular in the FEHBP, the government will be paying just 67% of the premium for 2010. And that's a decline of 2 percentage points from last year. It keeps getting worse. At one point, they were paying 72%, and that share has gone down and down. And whenever that share goes down, of course, the employee's share goes up and up. And this is not, it's not as if the benefit package has remained the same. Prices are going up. The share is going up for employees at the same time that benefits are going down. Blue Cross Blue Shield had a very significant benefit reduction last year, and it's continued for this year. So it's pretty much bad news all the way around for federal employees and FEHBP.
Bottom line, Jackie, does this mean more out of pocket for federal employees who choose FEHBP? At one point, this was one of the better plans available to federal workers. Does that diminish the plan in any way, shape, or form?
Well, I think a lot of people left Blue Cross Blue Shield last year, partly because of the dramatic decrease in benefits, along with the big premium hikes. And so it's becoming less popular. But people, you know, FEHBP has this reputation it doesn't really deserve, which is that, you know, there's supposedly so much choice. There are a lot of places in this country where, you know, you don't really have access to much of a network outside of Blue Cross Blue Shield. So that really is why Blue Cross Blue Shield has such a big share of the FEHBP market. And, you know, it's, you know, year after year, their premiums are going up by much more than the average. And there's this cost shifting away from the government onto enrollees. So, you know, this year, it's like last year and like the year before, it's getting worse, but it's getting worse at a faster rate.
And we should say here, Chris and Amy, that we did attempt to contact the Office of Personnel Management to get some comments and maybe do a little bit more follow-up on this news. We had not heard from them as of our airtime today.